Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, May 8, 2008. The army leaves Gaza after killing two and kidnapping at least 40 others. While in the West Bank, Palestinians mark the Nakba. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli tanks and troops left the Abasan, east of Khan Yunus, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday at dawn, leaving behind two Palestinians dead, 20 injured, and kidnapping at least 40 residents. Wafa al-Dama, 35, a mother of seven children, was shot and killed by the Israeli army on Thursday at dawn as the army was pulling out of Khan Yunus, local sources said. Medics stated that al-Dama was shot in the head and died instantly. On Wednesday afternoon, one Palestinian was killed and seven injured as the Israeli army attacked a group of residents in Khan Yunus. Witnesses said that an Israeli unmanned aeroplane fired a missile at the group of residents, killing Mohammed Abu Musalam, 22, and injuring seven others, three critically. Dr. Mawawa Hassanan, head of the emergency department of the Palestinian Ministry of Health, said that 19 residents were wounded by the Israeli military attacks in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. At least six residents were wounded in an Israeli airstrike that targeted an area in the town of Abasan. During the military operation in Abasan, the Israeli army demolished four homes and razed vast areas of Palestinian-owned farmland. In addition, by Thursday at dawn, when the army totally left, Israeli troops kidnapped 40 civilians and took them to unknown locations. The assault began in the early dawn hours on Wednesday as the army invaded the area and broke into and searched dozens of homes. Soldiers also topped several homes and used them as monitoring towers. At least 700 Palestinians from the southern West Bank district marched on Thursday side by side next to the largest key in the world to mark the 60th anniversary of the Nakba, the catastrophe. Today's event, which was organised by the Palestinian Committee for commemorating the 60th Nakba year, started around midday from the Duaisha refugee camp located in the southern part of Bethlehem. The rally and march was led by a truck carrying the largest key in the world, representing the Palestinian refugees displaced in 1948 by the creation of the Israeli state. The 700-strong march continued through Al-Azza refugee camp, then to Aida refugee camp, where the key was installed on a concrete gate. The commemoration of the Nakba catastrophe, Palestinians remembered the creation of the State of Israel on their land in 1948, which resulted in the displacement of over 700,000 people from their homes and the imprisonment of the rest into refugee enclaves in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Mickey Orwell and Ghassan Banara.